Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named best radio show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad. With me as guest co-host, Matt DiLorenzo. Chris is ill this week, and we hope he's back next week. Of course, we hope that last week. But Matt, it is great to be with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be back, Jack.
It is always so good to have Matt with us. Let's outline what we're going to talk about, Matt. First of all, you and I are both North American Car of the Year jurors, and we can talk about that at some length. Get kind of behind the scenes on that to tell you what the process is and what's going on there. As President Biden leaves office, and that is coming imminently, his administration has essentially banned Chinese-built vehicles from entering the U.S. market. It's a sweeping decision that has many consequences, and we'll discuss that. And as I think you said last week, Matt, Honda seems to be getting much more aggressive lately, and we'll tell you about some of their upcoming plans. So very good. And then, of course, we will talk with Matt about his very valuable book, How to Buy an Affordable Electric Vehicle, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. So, Matt, what's your quick take on this Chinese cars ban?
Well, you know, I think they're really looking at it as a national security issue. Cars are equipped with cameras. They can send back a lot of data and also record the data of the people who are driving them. So I think it's something we're going to see a little bit more attention paid to in the coming days.
Yeah, I think so too. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. And you need that hyphen in there. Well, as your longtime listeners of the show know, Matt and I have known each other for years. We'd hate to say how many. We worked together at Kelley Blue Book for a decade or so, and I always enjoy talking with him about cars in the auto industry. Matt, what vehicle will you talk about with us this week?
You know, I'm going to talk a little bit about something out of the mainstream. It's a luxury compact SUV by Infiniti, the QX55.
Very cool. My test car this week is the 2025 Hyundai Kona EV Limited. I had a week behind the wheel lately, so we'll talk about that. And this week we have a terrific guest for you. Russell Wager is VP of Marketing at Kia America. He and I recently had a chance to sit down and talk about the various vehicles Kia is bringing to market. So I think you'll want to hear what he has to say. So we have a ton of show for you this week. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers
Iowa
through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack and Brad back with you, of course. Chris Teague, our co-host, is ill again this week. Sorry to hear that, but he will be back with us soon. We look forward to that. And we're blessed to have Matt DiLorenzo again with us. He is such a terrific automotive expert, has been so for years. I mean, he's much older than I am. Well, I'm not sure he's older than I am at all, but in any case, he's been around the industry a lot. And we are both North American Car of the Year jurors, Matt, we've just announced, the organization has just announced the North American Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year. Let's talk about that a bit. I mean, what's your take on what we've seen this year?
You know, I was kind of happy. The car choice that I voted for, the Honda Civic Hybrid one, and it's a great vehicle. You know, it's really got good styling. It's affordable, which is a key issue right now, and it delivers excellent fuel economy. So, I was pleased to see that vehicle prevailed.
Yeah, I mean, that was a very competitive threesome there. The finalists, you had the Kia K4, the new Toyota Camry, the newest version of the Toyota Camry. And then the Honda Civic Hybrid, and I mean, it's tough to choose among those because I think they all had plenty of virtues.
They were all, you know, strong chops. The new Camry, really nice vehicle. I really enjoyed driving it. And the K4, again, touches the base on affordability. I thought the styling was just a little bit too funky for me. Now, maybe young people would like it. And another thing that kind of I didn't warm up to is it's very a lot of touch controls and things like that. I just felt that the Civic had everything together, easy to drive, very comfortable, nice interior. Styling wasn't way too out there for me, so that got my vote.
Yeah, nice mainstream vehicle. I mean, Kia certainly leaned into styling. Certainly the Honda Civic Hybrid is a good choice. And to tell you the truth, I split up my votes pretty radically through that three because every one of those threesome certainly deserved consideration. On Truck of the Year, Ford Ranger is the winner. Again, it was up against one of its arch rivals, right? The Toyota Tacoma, also all new. I mean, why do you think the Ranger prevailed here?
You know, I think the Ranger prevailed because it is a little bit more, and especially the ones that they had for us to drive, was more oriented towards personal use of a pickup truck. So Toyota had brought, you know, they're way into the off-road scene. They brought the two models we drove were way kitted out for off-road and very tall, hard to get, a little bit more difficult to get into. So I thought the Ranger was more comfortable, and the heart of that thing was this new 2.7 liter V6, which was just terrific. It offered the same kind of pulling power as you'd expect from a V8. And again, the cabin and everything there is very user-friendly and comfortable. So that's why it got it edged out. You know, like in the cars, it was a matter of just points separating them. And that was the case here between the Tacoma and the Ranger, in my mind.
Right. And there was a third one, of course, the Ram 1500 was also in the mix, and basically kind of the same truck, but with a different powertrain. So mm-hmm. I think that kind of was the reason that it didn't rise to the top. It's a nice vehicle, but I think Ranger all new and with plenty of good stuff. So I think a mm-hmm. wise choice. Then I think there's a bit of controversy between you and me
yes.
on a North American utility vehicle of the year. The winner is the Volkswagen ID Buzz. But my sense is you're not a big fan of the Buzz.
Well, I it's a great styling statement, and it's a great minivan in terms of its usability. I mean, it's wonderfully roomy. The area that really kind of got me down a little bit was its range, 230 miles, and its price, over $60,000. So I just felt like it. You know, they're trying to pull at your heartstrings with this cute, you know. But the thing that made the VW bus originally attractive was that it was cheap. This thing's not cheap.
True enough. Yeah.
So I lean more towards a traditional SUV in the Hyundai Santa Fe. I thought that was a terrific vehicle. It moved from being sort of this crossover look to more of a purpose-built SUV. And the interior was terrific on it. I felt comfortable. I liked the seats. I liked the way it drove. So that gave me that was my number one choice.
Yeah, it was my number one choice, too, by a point. I kind of split up my votes again because I think, you know, both of them were certainly worthy of consideration. And the third one there, I wish I had had more exposure to it. And I might have warmed up to it a little more had I had, was the Chevrolet Equinox EV. And tons to like about that vehicle, I think. But, I didn't drive it enough, I think, to really give it its due.
Yeah, you know, and that's a very nice vehicle. And it was kind of interesting because it went up against the Prologue, which GM builds for Honda. And it was really kind of interesting because, and the Prologue selling, you know, we talked about it last time about how well it's selling and there's a lease deal on it and stuff. The Prologue kind of lacked some, character. And the Equinox had it, but it still wasn't enough. I mean, The thing that I find really interesting this year is that we had a hybrid, a regular gas ICE pickup truck, and an electric utility minivan win the award. So we covered all our bases.
Yeah, we certainly did. Well, let's talk about this ban on Chinese cars, because as the Biden administration is exiting, they have set this up that essentially we're not going to see Chinese vehicles in the United States, unless the Trump administration decides to change all this. And this has got a lot of manufacturers kind of up in arms because they're using a lot of Chinese technology and Chinese hardware in their vehicles, which are also banned coming up. Your quick take on that, man?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I think from a security point of view, and this started originally with the electric vehicles, last time we discussed about CATL with the batteries and Ford and them kind of, you know, part of this ban. But the actual banning of all vehicles, I think for national security reasons, because of the camera and the ability to harvest data from the vehicles, is a real concern. Now, how does that affect Buick with the Envision? And how does that affect, you know, some of these other vehicles that are coming from China already? But, you know, we have to see how that plays out.
Right. Well, we are seeing Honda get more aggressive. They're going to have an updated Passport, a new CR-V Trail Sport trim. So they're going to change the HR-V, a bunch of stuff. We're going to see a new sporty Prelude come back into the market after, decades. Quick take on Honda before we go to your book.
I think they've kind of they've been coasting along lately, and I think that they've realized that people aren't going to stand around waiting for them to get competitive again. They're gonna eat their lunch. So they're getting a lot more aggressive in turning over their products and trying to appeal to a wider band of buyers. And I think it's the Koreans who are actually kind of pushing them at this point.
I agree with you there. Well, let's talk about your book. It is called How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. And what's the quick synopsis of your book, Matt?
Well, it's just basically a how-to on if you want to go electric. There are some affordable electric cars out there these days. You're going to talk about one of them a little bit later in the Kona. And I think a lot of these get overlooked. Everybody talks about the Rivians and the Teslas. They're all, really at the high end. And if you really want to go electric, there are some affordable alternatives. And in the book, I lay out the ways that you can get into them, take advantage of whatever tax breaks there are, whether you should lease or buy, and what to expect once you own one.
Yeah, your book stays on top of what's going on, and we've seen some changes already. I think you've had to revise your book already, right?
Three times, and I have another big one coming up soon because of the new administration. Things always change, but, the biggest change was the change in the $7,500 retail tax credit. That went away for a lot of the vehicles that are using batteries not sourced in the U.S. So, but the loophole is that if it's a fleet vehicle, it's eligible. So a lot of these vehicles, you can get access to some of those tax savings or that incentive through leasing. So that's why I'm encouraging people to actually lease rather than buy at this point.
Yeah, look for that book. And when we come back, we will be doing some road testing. So stay with us and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with guest host Matthew Lorenzo. This is Jack Murad back with you. I guess your guest co-host to be absolutely accurate about that, Matt, but we're so glad you're with us. And you have an interesting road test vehicle for us, a vehicle that a lot of people probably have not paid a lot of attention to, but maybe they should. Tell us about it.
Well, I had an opportunity to drive the Infiniti QX55, which is a compact luxury SUV. It competes with the likes of Lexus NX, Acura RDX, Lincoln Corsair. It's priced, you know, between $50,000 and $58,000, which may seem like a lot, but given that an average vehicle, you know, costs $48,000, it's for a luxury vehicle, that's not a bad price. One of the advantages is that it does come with full-time all-wheel drive. So, you know, and it's a nice vehicle. I think the styling is contemporary. It has a nice presence. It has a large grille, but it doesn't overdo it like some of the other competitors in its segment. And it's comfortable inside. One of the things I really like about it, and this is part of the Nissan family, they have these zero gravity seats that really are comfortable, and you know they pay attention to a lot of pressure points. So it's a good road trip vehicle. So what are your thoughts, Jack, on the QX55?
I like it a lot. I think it's one of those undersung vehicles out there that's worth a look and probably is not getting a ton of consideration. I think Infiniti has a lot of pretty nice vehicles that don't seem to be resonating with luxury buyers, at least luxury buyers in Southern California, because I don't see a ton of them.
And, no, you don't.
I'm kind of surprised because I think the value is there. Maybe it's just lack of consideration overall. I'm not sure exactly what the reason is.
Yeah, and I think the fact is that there isn't an Infiniti store on every corner. You know, it's a small dealer network. But it is a nice vehicle. I think one of the things I like about it is that for its compact size, it's pretty roomy. The rear seat has almost best-in-class seating. The cargo space is pretty good. It is one of those kind of coupe-like, you know, fastback styling. So you do lose a little bit of the functionality behind the second row for taller objects, but there's still enough room for a couple of bags for a good weekend trip. So overall, it drives great. It's got a four-cylinder engine turbocharged that makes nearly 300 horsepower. Or actually 270 and at 280 pound feet of torque, which is really good in terms of giving it a really quick acceleration and good feel on the road. So overall, I like the vehicle a lot. You know, it's just the fact is that there aren't too many of them out there.
Yeah, I think it's a great empty nester car, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, for a retired couple or a young couple without children, I think it's an affluent young couple, I guess, without children, but it's a nice choice.
Yeah, and I think dealers are willing to deal. I think that's one of the things, too, is, you know, everybody might be going for a popular vehicle, but sometimes it's worth doing a little bit of more research and finding out, well, you know, that vehicle isn't really selling that well, but it's pretty nice. The dealers will probably be wanting to take some money off the sticker for you.
Yeah, or you might get a very nice lease deal.
Yes.
Because I think there's some incentives there, too. So, you know, certainly worth a look. Remind us of the name of that vehicle again, Matt.
And it's the Infiniti QX55. And it's actually kind of the sportier version. There's a QX50 that if you want a more traditional boxy style, a little bit more room, that's the one that you would want to get. But the QX55 is just a little sportier.
Yeah. Well, I'd have a look at that and move on from there. Well, I'm going to be talking about, in fact, I've already started to talk about the Hyundai Kona Electric. I had the limited version, and to me, it indicates what's good and maybe not quite so good about electric cars, you know, kind of what the shortfalls are. And I'm curious as to your take on that, but let me dive into this a little bit more. I think it's a pretty likable blend of electric vehicle technology. It has very good comfort. It is, of course, eco-friendly. It shares its platform with the internal combustion engine Kona. So it isn't leading edge from that standpoint, but I don't think it suffers from it at all. I think actually there's some benefits to this shared platform thing. What are your thoughts on that, Matt?
Yeah, I think you're going to see that more from manufacturers. I think originally they thought, well, if I'm going to be selling an EV, it's got to look different from a gas car. But by sharing a platform, you get some economies of scale. Now, affordability has been the key to EV success. Now, if you look at the Kona line, the EV is the most expensive vehicle in that lineup. But with the lease deals and things like that, you can get that monthly payment down to where it's competitive with a gas version. I do like the fact that it has a pretty decent range for its price class. I think it's about 260 miles, as I recall.
Yeah, yeah. You're stepping on my lines here, yeah. But that's okay. Absolutely.
But I think that that's really, you know, there's some value there. There's some real value if you want to get into the EV space at an entry-level vehicle.
Yeah, I think it combines very sleek aesthetics because they, you know, changed the front end and there's things about it that make it electric and kind of cool while retaining what is a very useful package in the first place, the Kona. I think that's a good value out there. It has a good look. It doesn't particularly stand out on the road. I think it would stand out from other Konas if you looked at them, but it is a kind of a typical small SUV kind of style. 17-inch alloy wheels on the vehicle I had, LED headlights and taillights, and daytime running lights. It has side rails, a roof side rails, so that marks it as an SUV as opposed to a hatchback. It has heated side mirrors, so that was pretty good. The Limited, of course, is the top model. At its heart, it has the more powerful of the two electric motors available in the Kona Electric, a 201-horsepower permanent magnet synchronous motor. And it uses the larger battery pack, 64.8 kilowatt-hour battery. So this isn't a superstar in terms of acceleration, but I think for a buyer of this type of vehicle, it provides plenty of good acceleration. It also has good DC fast charging ability. As you mentioned, the range is 260 miles in this particular version, which I think is pretty good. I'd love to see it see that number start with a 3, but I think 260 is pretty good. Like I say, I mean, as an all-around vehicle, I think there's a lot to like about this. From the EPA, it says 129 MPGe city and 103 MPGe highway. So those are good numbers, those miles per hour or miles per gallon equivalents. So how do you think it does there, the EV expert?
Well, you know, if you want something that starts with a 3, you're going to be looking at a sticker price that starts with a 4 plus, $40,000 plus or up. So, from that perspective, I think that the Kona kind of, you know, fills that gap. They do have the Ioniq 5, which is positioned right above it. That does have a 300-mile range. But again, you're getting into the upper reaches of the affordability question comes back into it. But, I like the styling. I think it's fresh. They do distinguish between the gas and the electric because of the solid front fascia on it. Overall, I think it's, if you're looking at getting into an EV for the first time, it's really worth considering. And the other one to look at to compare it against would be the Kia Niro, which is a twin over on the Kia side of the Hyundai house.
Yeah, pretty close twin. I think a little different in terms of overall length and that kind of thing, but certainly based on the similar kind of platform. Mm-hmm. This has a 5-star overall safety rating from NHTSA, so that's good. It has tons of advanced safety features, forward collision avoidance assist, lane keeping assist, lane following assist, driver attention warning, blind spot warning. So the vehicle I had just equipped with a ton of stuff, rear cross traffic collision avoidance, safe exit warning, pretty much everything you could want in terms of ADAS, advanced driver assistance systems. And inside, it's a nice vehicle. I mean, heated leather-wrapped steering wheel, very comfortable seats, 8-way adjustable seats, heated front seats, Just a friendly vehicle, I think, overall. Very interesting displays, two 12.3-inch displays side by side. So the tech is right there, wireless Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, Sirius XM radio. I think Hyundai does a very good job with that. Your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything you need in a modern car. They really, especially the display. I mean, it's really nicely laid out. Again, I'd like a little bit more knobs and buttons to use, but it's an advanced techie vehicle. So Hyundai's done its homework. It's a good vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, here's the rub, and here's where I think you can see the difference between an internal combustion engine vehicle and an electric vehicle in a very stark fashion. I mean, the price of this vehicle as tested was $42,655. That's with destination, but $41,000 and change without the destination charge. You can get the ICE equivalent, so the internal combustion engine equivalent vehicle, limited with the same kind of stuff inside, for $32,000. So, $10,000 less. I mean, that's a lot of change. That's a lot of money for most people who are stretching to buy a new car.
I think that's one of the reasons I look at the Kona as the benchmark to tell you what the delta is between ICE cars and EVs. It's 10 grand, and it's all because of the battery. And until the battery technology, they're able to build the batteries cheaper, there will always be that price difference.
Yeah, absolutely true. Well, two vehicles worthy of consideration, maybe not top consideration for anybody out there, but certainly worth a look, I think. And if you're looking for an EV, certainly the Kona EV is maybe under the radar, but one to look at. Our guest for you coming up is Russell Wager. He is VP of Marketing at Kia America, one of the sharpest marketing minds out there. So I think you'll enjoy our interview with him coming up. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Now take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply.
See getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Nierad with you. And we are at the Los Angeles Auto Show with a terrific guest. He has been on the show before. Russell Wagger is VP of Marketing for Kia America. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me again.
This is an interesting time, is it not? It's an interesting time for auto shows. It's an interesting time in the auto industry. We're on the cusp of something, and we're not quite sure what it is. What does that mean for you from a marketing point of view?
You know, I think your statement of an interesting time would be definition of understatement. But in the meantime, we keep going forward. And we have plans. We revealed five different cars. We can talk about those. Those cars are coming. We're in the electrified space. We're in the hybrid space. Those cars are here and more are coming. But, you know, how we talk about it, we'll adjust. But for the time being, we're basically using a general message of we have choices for our customers.
Right. And I think that's important. I think that's always been important, really, having customer choice. And really, with the addition of all the electrified vehicles or the electric vehicles, battery electric vehicles you have, you're kind of almost doubling the choice, right, for your potential buyers. And that's probably a good thing. It also maybe divides you a little bit. You know, talk about that.
Well, when you talk about choice, we have right now 10 electrified choices between hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and EVs for customers. And today we just revealed the new Sportage facelift that comes in gasoline, hybrid, and plug-in hybrid. And one of the questions I keep getting from everyone is like, well, what's the mix going to be? You know, what's your goal? You know, at the end of the day, we have an overall sales goal for Sportage,
right.
But the customer is going to determine the mix. If they want more hybrids, we'll make more hybrids. If they want more plug-in hybrids, we'll make more of those. So at the end of the day, we're trying to see where the customer is going to end up. And that's just changing on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of tricky from the logistical point of view, right? I mean, maybe you can only make so many plug-in hybrids. Maybe you only have so many parts to do that. Maybe you can make a ton more or you can get more. It all depends. It's interesting, too, where the market has been going, right? It seems like journalists like me, who are totally unrepresentative of the public, by the way, are going, wow, plug-in hybrids, what a wonderful idea. That's terrific. You know, you get the benefits of electricity, but you have essentially the lifeboat when you need it to drive on gasoline when you want. But that doesn't seem to be resonating so much with the public. Maybe it is at Kia, but it doesn't seem to be generally resonating. What's your take on that?
Yeah, so plug-in hybrids is still something that has to be explained to most customers, right? Why would I want something that has 30 to 35 mile range EV battery? I don't understand that. And when you explain to them, well, if your commute is 25 miles and you leave the house fully charged, get to work, plug it in, come back, you never turned on your gasoline engine. And then the light bulb goes off. Oh, I get it. But on the weekend, if you're driving all over the place, great. Your gas engine kicks in and you can do whatever you need to do on the weekend. So it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And the positive with the Sportage is they have their choice. They can do a conventional vehicle, a hybrid with very good fuel economy, by the way. Probably not that big a premium over the conventional vehicle, I would guess. And then the plug-in hybrid, which is more of a premium.
It's exactly what you said. We're trying to make it easy for customers to step up without making it a pure financial decision. Whatever your choice is, they're all reasonable between gas, hybrid, plug-in hybrid. And we've got a couple of years under our belt already with the previous generation. So to your point, yes, we kind of have a feel for how much we need to have in the hybrid, plug-in hybrid, but we're also prepared if it moves in another direction as we go into the beginning of next year.
Yeah. Let's talk about your electrified lineup. You introduced a really interesting variant of the EV9 today. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the EV9 has only been on sale for about a year, and already we're bringing another version trim, and that's our GT version. The GT version over 500 horsepower. Not everyone needs 500 horsepower, but it's just another proof point of the technology and R&D engineering that we are putting into our electrified vehicles. And there's some people that just love a little extra performance.
Yeah. I'm really curious, and I can't think of a better guy to ask than you about this, too, as a marketing guy, very astute marketing guy. Who is the customer for these high-performance three-row SUVs, especially the electrified ones, like the EV9 GT? I mean, I guess they're out there, but I want to know, who are they? What, you know, and how do they differ from the typical performance-desiring buyer?
You know, so over time, it's always been, if you want performance, you are getting a sports car, right? And great handling, high performance. And now people are realizing, well, maybe I can get the best of both worlds. Maybe I can get that space. Maybe I can get that cargo hauling. Maybe I can get those people hauling three rows and still have the performance and handling. And that's what we're starting to see is that people make a choice of, am I going to get a sports car? Am I going to get an SUV? This solves both of them, one shot. And that's what we see people telling us is it was the best of both worlds, and I love driving the car because most of the time they're not looking behind them in the front row, and they feel like they're in the sports car.
Yeah, and it has terrific performance. I don't know if you've announced a 0 to 60 time or top end, but...
We did put out a 4.3-second, wow. 0 to 60, on a three-row SUV.
Yeah, really kind of amazing, huh? Yeah. Who would have thought 10 years ago that we were going to see something like that? How do you go about marketing? Essentially, you have two halves to your marketing, right? You have the EV side, the battery electric side, and then you have the conventional side that I guess probably includes the hybrids and plug-in hybrids. And the twain doesn't necessarily meet. You have vehicles in the same segments, kind of doubling what you do. Happily, your volume generally has followed that, so kudos to you for that. Walk us through that. You have one brand, but you have two disparate kinds of vehicles out there.
You know what? I think over the last 4 or 5 years, we've been pretty consistent in telling people that we have sporty sedans and capable SUVs. And then now we have these things called EVs come into the play. And at first we were thinking, okay, does it need to be something separate? And what we realized is, no, it doesn't. So, for example, the EV6, very sporty, especially in the GT version. So it fits in that sporty sedan type thing. Right. Just happens to be EVs. And now we have capable SUVs. The EV9 has the ability to go off-road, tow a boat, go camping, do all those things. And now we just talked about a GT version kind of blends it onto the other side. It's the sporty one. So that's our two halos for whether it is a gas, whether it is a hybrid, whether it is an EV. That's how we communicate. So it's still one brand strategy.
Mm-hmm. And you have a value story and a quality story to tell, too. I mean, and those are all good stories, right? I mean, Kia has always represented value. You're still a value-oriented brand. Not a cheap brand, but a value-oriented brand. Talk to that a little bit, how that fits into the current marketplace. Because affordability is such a big issue, and there's so few affordable vehicles out there. You know, any vehicles under, you're hard-pressed to find any vehicles under $30,000, right, from anybody. Walk me through that a little bit, your thinking on that, and where Kia goes with that.
Well, let's start with the EV9 that we've been talking about. It. Most three-row EV electric vehicles, 80, 90, 100,000 plus, our starts at 55. So right away, we're offering something to allow more people to be able to get into our vehicles. Our brand new K4. The K4 is bigger than the outgoing Forte, smaller than the K5, but it still starts at $22,000. So again, allowing people to get into it and determine how much they want to step up with different options and trims along that line. We like to think that we are giving the best of both worlds. It's not what we used to be. You made a reference. We used to always say to people, we are America's best value. Now we have great designs, great technology, amazing safety features. We still offer the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty on every single one of our vehicles, including our EVs, including the batteries. So that's what we think of when we think of value, is we are giving them that peace of mind at the same time while they're getting all these other things that they love from a technology design standpoint.
Yeah, and quality and reliability. I mean, very, very strong. Score very well in J.D. Power studies, for example. I'm pretty close to those people. Used to work there, so understand that pretty well. And in some ways, that's unsung. Not that you're not singing those praises, but I think more people should recognize the high quality of the Kia vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, J.D. Power has been recognized us over the last 5 years in their initial quality studies, in their vehicle dependability studies. We've been either one or two in almost every category we're in. The brand has been number one. So, yeah, I think we've figured out a way to make sure the beautiful cars, the technology advanced cars we're making are solid and are going to last anybody that's buying it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the consumer in 2025 is going to be looking for in a vehicle? You know, go crazy with that. You can take that anywhere you want, but are they looking for value? Are they looking for green, you know, consumer, that kind of friendliness, environmental friendliness? All of the above, none of the, you know, walk me through the thinking there.
Yeah, you know, consumers right nowadays, they want to make sure they're getting a safe vehicle. They would love the latest technology. At the end of the day, not everyone can just write a blank check for a vehicle, so it needs to be reasonable. And I think that's what we just talked about, one of the epitomes of the brand new K4. It's loaded with all the safety features that are standard. It's loaded with all the different technologies. We've put the star map lighting on the vehicle, so the design looks outstanding, and it's not going to break their bank. So I think there's still reasonableness of people saying, I'm willing to pay for something, just tell me what it is.
Yeah, and tell me what the value story is. Yeah, and you've been able to do that. What do you think 2025 is going to be like as a sales year, just kind of generally? You can start with Kia, but just in general. We've had several flat kind of sales years, right? At the same time, new product explosion, just so much new product. One has to wonder why the public is not responding to all this great new product generally. Certainly Kia is doing well. Walk me through your thinking on that. What's going on there?
Sure. So again, right now, barring anything that changes on January 21st, we see growth. We see growth in all areas. It's not just about EVs. We see growth in hybrids. We see growth in gas engines still. I think the uncertainty that had occurred in the last 3 months, people now know which administration is leading the country. They have a general idea of what was done 4 years earlier. So I think that uncertainty is out. So now, as far as what I'm going to buy for my household, now it's back to shopping. And it's probably going to take 2 or 3 months for people to get through that. Okay, we're back into it now. So I think we're going to maybe start out a little slow in the first half, but I think it's going to ramp up by the time we get into the summertime.
Yeah, and we'll see where interest rates go, and that could help things as well. Well, it'll be fascinating, as it always is. This is a fascinating industry. You're a fascinating guy to talk to, Russell. Thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me again. Really appreciate it.
And that was Russell Wager. He's VP of Marketing at Kia America. And we talked about various Kia models, what's going on with him. And Matt, what are your thoughts about what Kia is up to these days?
You know, the thing I like about Kia is that they are appealing to all segments of the business right now. You know, you have a really nice big SUV, an Telluride, gas powered. You have hybrids, you get plug-in hybrids, you got all electric. They are really, you know, covering all their bases, and they're offering it with vehicles that, even though they're in the volume markets, you get into them, they really do have a premium feel to them. So I think they're really a company to watch. They have a great, strong product line, and they're just keeping it up.
Yeah, absolutely true. I couldn't agree more. And when we come back, we will have a listener question, and we'll have Matt answer that listener question. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack Murad with you, and it is listener question time. We love to get your questions and comments, so please send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. I'm going to dive right into the question, Matt, because it's a good one, perfect for you, teed up for you. This is from Rudy. He's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where the Cubs have a farm team, I believe. Mm. But here is the question from Rudy. It seems like electric vehicles are more expensive than gasoline vehicles, but some people tell me that you can quickly make up the difference because they cost much less to own and operate. Is that true, or are folks just blowing smoke?
They're not blowing smoke. You can recoup some of those costs, but it's not a free ride. You know, you have to pay for the electricity still. If you find that you're using public charging a lot and you like the fast charging, you're not going to save as much on gas as you think you would unless you charge at home. The other areas of savings are no oil changes. Brake wear is much better. But on the flip side, there are some unexpected costs. You have to have your brake fluid replaced because you don't use your brake as the same. You know, when you heat up your brakes, you boil off whatever water gets into the system. So one of the things that you have to periodically do that you don't necessarily have to do in a regular car is get your brake fluid replaced. But on the whole, I think that you'll find that your operating costs will be less. Your insurance is going to be more because of some loss data that's starting to come through on the vehicles, especially on the repairability of some of these vehicles. So you will save some, but you won't save as much as you think.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to sum it up. Before we go, I'd like to remind everybody to look for Matt's great new book, How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. We'll provide a link to that in our show notes, so look for that. Through the end of the month, my crime novel, Dance in the Dark, is on sale for just 99 cents. cents. 99 cents, Matt. You can't get anything for a dollar these days. So
no, you can't.
If you like suspense, now's the time to buy it. Look for that on Amazon. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And, of course, we're available as a podcast on YouTube and Rumble as well. So, Matt, thanks so much for being with us. A superstar job, as always.
It's a pleasure to be here always, Jack. Thanks. Thanks again for making time for me.
It is so great to have you on the show. And thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. We do appreciate it. And we hope you'll join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.